Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Philney, and I'd like to wish you happy trails. Hope you have a happy Monday, as happy as Mondays can be. Coming up, the news from ABC, and then we'll have guests in the morning show studio as well to talk with.
Happy trails.
The news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. Always something for everyone, including legendary pizza, video games, and, of course, bowling. It's 59 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House touting events this week to mark 100 days of President Trump's second term. But his approval rating sits at 39%, with about 70% of people in the ABC News Washington Post poll saying they believe a recession is at least somewhat likely. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told ABC,
"The surveys may say that, but consumers are still spending. So I prefer to look at what Americans are doing rather than how they're answering pollsters."
Congress returns from recess today. Republicans say their goal is to pass a budget bill by the end of May. President Trump's comments about Canada have become a big issue in today's national election across Canada, as Vancouver mourns the 11 people killed when a vehicle plowed through a Filipino cultural festival Saturday. One person died, 12 were hurt when a boat crashed into a ferry off Clearwater, Florida last night. And Spain and Portugal racked by power outages right now, millions in the dark. This is ABC News. Former Grand Rapids, Michigan police officer Christopher Scherr goes on trial today, charged with second-degree murder in the 2022 killing of a black man, Congolese immigrant Patrick Leoya, who was shot in the head while face down following a traffic stop. Scherr's attorneys say he acted in self-defense. A Missouri paramedic was killed over the weekend in the line of duty.
It was a routine medical call about a person with an injured finger. The patient was loaded into an ambulance, and within minutes, the driver made a frantic call for help. The audio comes from Broadcastify.
Medic 14 has a crew member that's been stabbed.
29-year-old firefighter paramedic Graham Hoffman would die of his injuries. Police are holding 39-year-old Shanetta Bossel. She has no felonies on her record, but was arrested last week on charges of biting a police officer. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NFL's returning to Washington, D.C. The city announced a deal with the Commanders to build a new stadium on the site of the RFK Stadium. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. A girl's best friend. And they're on sale. 20% off until the 30th of April. It's the last day to take advantage of that awesome sale. Stop by, take a look at all the sparkle of diamonds at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high in the upper 70s today with warm and muggy conditions, isolated showers possible, and south to southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour today and tonight. This evening, breezy with scattered thunderstorms. Some could be severe. For Tuesday, gusty winds in the morning, a high of 61. Tuesday night, clear and crisp, and a low of 35. Wednesday, clouding up with a 50% chance of light rain in the afternoon, and a high of 58. Thursday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, and a high of 60.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in Southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jarre lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jarre and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Welcome to our morning show today on WRCO Radio, Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, our subject. And in the studio with us, Vice President of the Chamber, Craig Woodhouse, and Board Member Terry Richards, set to talk about our monthly visit concerning the Chamber and things going on. Terry, how are you doing? Good to see you.
We're great this morning, Phil. Wasn't it a wonderful weekend?
It was.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little sore from working in the flower beds.
Too much.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That's a good problem to have, though.
It is.
Of people out working in their yards, but also downtown Richland Center, it seemed like it was quite busy.
Energy was good. There was a lot of things going on. Definitely. Julie Karen's had a nice little event, and the drug take back day was also on Saturday. There was a bunch of things going on. So it was lovely.
You saw a lot of foot traffic at your store, Mastodon Records, too, Craig.
We did. Saturday morning was busy. We had the front door open, and the sun was spilling in, and it was warm enough to have the front door open. That's always good. Mm-hmm. And we had a nice little crowd in there mingling, socializing, and looking at books and records and talking about all of the things that that we like to do around here. So it was a beautiful weekend.
Only thing I didn't like about it is I had to move out of the way when paying customers were coming up to the cash register. So
yeah, sometimes the loiterers come in and occupy that space up by the counter. But no, we got the loiterers out of the way so we could get back to business, and it was a good weekend.
Make some money then.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Terry, we want to talk first first of all, about a guidebook.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
I'm super excited about this project. It honestly kind of came to me about 2 months ago. Dana Wilson, one of our lab directors at the hospital, she's like, hey, do you have any guidebook or anything? Because I'm going to a educational fair, and I'm going to try to recruit some people to come to work in our lab. And she's, I'd love to have something to hand out to these folks that are going to come by and stop at my booth. And so do you have anything? And I'm like, well, funny that you said that, because we're looking at making something like that, but we really haven't like gotten going with it yet. And so then I got thinking, well, we probably should be making something like that and kind of getting on that, especially since in my role at the hospital, I work in employee health. And so we do a lot of onboarding of new employees. And June and July and even May are some of our heaviest onboarding months. We tend to see a lot of new employees come in the doors through that at that point. And a lot of it's, you know, the schools are graduating and they're, you know, they've got their licenses or their certifications and now they're available. And so I thought, boy, we really need to kind of hop on this and get going. And so I started this project. And of course, like any project that I start, it starts out in my mind really simple. And then now it's like elaborate 30-page spread of, yeah, it's a lot. But I'm enjoying the process. And so there are three of us working on this project. And it's kind of a group collaboration of writing, which kind of takes me back to my days at the Richland campus when I took English and we had to write in a group. It's a little bit of a challenge to get three people together to write and do this, but we're using Google Docs and we're writing together. And so we made an outline and we assigned all the different sections to the guidebook to each one of us. And we've begun writing. We've got probably a good, I'd say almost 70% of it written in rough draft. Of course, there's a lot of grammar that's got to be handled. But this guidebook is going to be really similar to Marty's tourism book, the full color book that a lot of people have seen in the businesses. And his book is about 25 pages, somewhere in there, and ours is going to be about the same. It will actually look really quite similar to that, but our branding colors will be more the chamber colors. So you'll see the cobalt blue and the green and the yellow that we use. And so I've already laid out all the pages and I've started to put the text into the text blocks and stuff. So I'm doing all of the graphic design on it as well. And it's really kind of coming together nicely. And one of the things that we're looking at doing is we're putting these little blocks in with testimonials. So what we're looking for from the community is we're looking for people to give us testimonials of why they live here and what they love about living here. Because this book is really more of a story about this area and why would somebody from Chicago or Milwaukee or anywhere want to come out here and live here. And so we have so much to offer, and it's truly an amazing place to live and raise your kids and have family. And so we want to share that story with others. And so the real idea is, so somebody like Dana, or, you know, if Bruce is trying to recruit a new doctor to come to the hospital, he has a book that he can hand to a recruiting, you know, candidate. Same for Noah Crockett at Rockwell. He's wanting it as well. So we're wanting this for the employers, actually, to hand to potential candidates who are wanting to work in this area. And we want to put our best foot forward so that that candidate doesn't even think about maybe the other three job offers they have, that they look at this book and they're like, wow, this community really looks like it has everything I want.
So you would have a kind of a layout of the chamber members and things
so
like that?
So at the beginning, there's a greeting page, you know, that talks about the chamber members and what the chamber does, of course. But it kind of goes through and talks about more of our features. So, you know, I worked as a flight attendant for 8 years, and the first 3 years, it was a great job, and I loved it, and there was kind of a honeymoon period. But for a while there, I started to kind of get homesick and wanted to be home more, and started to really realize that, you know, yeah, these big cities are amazing, but what we have here is wonderful for daily life. And so I decided, no, we're going to stay here. We're not going to move. We're going to keep our roots here. And if that's going to happen, we need to help this community. So Marty started doing tourism. I started doing chamber. And we decided that we're going to try to make this place a place that people want to come to. And there's a little frustration because all three of our daughters don't live here. You raise them to go see the world, and then they take off on you and leave. But our goal is to try to recruit our own children back to,
yeah, I was gonna say,
to live here. Yeah,
doesn't mean they're always going to live away.
Exactly, exactly. So our goal is that. But yeah, we're just trying to tell the story. And honestly, you know, I've read some history on town. You know, Margaret Helen Scott's book is amazing. And, you know, honestly, this whole community was marketed in the early days as rich land. Come and build your farm. Come and be a part of rich land, you know. And it's been a marketing mantra since day one. And so we just want to invite people here, you know, and realize that this is a great place to raise kids. It's safe. It's clean. The noise is less. You know, there are economic opportunities here. There are, you know, genuine people who really care. And when I was in the airline business, you know, that the last couple years right there at the end of pandemic, it was hard to be around the traveling public, I'll be honest. And when I would come home on the weekends, I felt like I was kind of nurtured by this community. And then I'd go back and do another 3-day trip, you know, and coming home was my peace, my solace. It's what renewed my energy and my strength. And I know that other people have come here and have felt that same thing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we know that with tourism too, that people, you know, come up from the city for their weekend trip, and they just cannot stop raving about how wonderful it is here. And so we just believe in this story, and we want to share it.
When will the guidebook be published? Is that kind of a goal for this summer?
So the goal, I'm pushing for June 1st.
Ah, okay.
Because I'm a little bit hyperactive, attention deficit, and if I can get hyper-focused on a project and just get it done, then that's kind of how it works. Because if you get muddled down in meetings, and it may never get done. And, you know, done is better than never done. So I want to just, I want to put something together that's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. We're not going to slop this together. And we're going to make sure it, you know, has good grammar. We're going to make sure it's got great pictures, great design, good story, you know, something that everybody's going to be proud of. But we're pushing to get this done. So that's my goal. It's June 1st to the printer.
Has one been done before in the past, as far as you know, Craig?
Not quite like this. And that's what I'm excited about, the, you know, this guidebook, is that it's, you know, all of the things that Terry just mentioned. But as she said, you know, it's there'll be data throughout, but it really is about stories. And, you know, and so it'll be from the perspective of individuals that have experienced these certain elements, and you know, leaders in the community or people that are knowledgeable about things in the community. And you know, one way how I see this really connecting is as my day job, I do workforce development kind of things and training initiatives and work with communities, and then what is really, you know, the whole idea of workforce development has changed a lot over the years. In my career, you know, it's changed from workforce development really meant, well, how do we recruit better? How does company A get people to apply to work at a certain location? Well, now, you know, we have, even if they were successful in recruiting efforts, we have housing shortages. We have, you know, commuting issues. We have a change in workplace culture. Some jobs are more, you know, are more flexible, or they're part-time work from home and part-time in the office. So that recruiting message has really changed from the HR professionals that do recruiting out there. And it really has to, we've realized in the big broad sense that workforce development is needs to be very connected hand in hand with things like tourism. And we need to be talking about things like quality of life and, you know, why someone would want to, you know, relocate to an area. So it's less about like, it's actually less about what the company offers in terms of like, you know, wages and hours. It's more about the flexibility that the work that the job seekers expect to have or want to have in their careers. So, you know, surveys have been done recently, and the trend is absolutely turning this way that under 35 job seekers that are under age 35 care more about being treated fairly in their workplace and having flexibility than they do about the salary.
That surprises me, Craig. I would think that at that age, it's all about the almighty dollar, but I guess I'm wrong.
It really isn't. It really isn't. Wages are one of the last things that are kind of talked about. It's about wanting people that are, you know, it kind of makes sense when you think about the generation that's, you know, new into the workforce. They value experiences more than tangible material items. They, you know, and that's not everyone, but absolutely that is that's emerging, and you know, recruiters are taking notice of that. We're taking notice of that, and you know, one of the first things that people will ask when they interview for any of the places in our area here is, what do people do on the weekends? What are the amenities like? What's the hospital like? It's questions like that. And so there absolutely is a trend that's moves in this way. And I think that this guidebook, one of the goals of the guidebook is to really align that. So this is a tourism book. It's a Chamber of Commerce book. It's all of that. But this is something that we know the industries will have at their tables at job fairs. We know that this will be shared by employers to job to prospects. So that's absolutely something that's very different than the past. Workforce development is, you know, there's several different extensions of that idea, and there's on one hand there's workforce retention, and then there's workforce attraction, and those have to work hand in hand, but sometimes they are separate initiatives. So really, it's getting more nuanced, I guess you might say, and you know, the employers are definitely expecting that organizations like the Chamber and other, you know, nonprofit volunteer organizations in the communities can, you know, we assist in this recruitment effort and the retention effort as well. We want the employees, you know, that work hard and put in a lot of hours in our industries or in our hospitals or education places to have good experiences on the weekend, and that's what's going to keep them here. So along with that, you know, we've got another leg here, and we know we have a housing shortage, and so what do we do with that? And so I'm excited because there are new initiatives that are emerging. There's new ideas that are emerging for how to, you know, move forward here, but we are in kind of another phase of workforce attraction and development. And I've been paying attention to this closely as part of my job for almost 15 years now, and I'm excited. I was just talking this morning about the excitement of a new some new energy and just a different take and a willingness to fold quality of life into workforce development. That's really exciting for me.
The guidebook, I presume you're going to be having that out at like places where people lodge and things like that?
Lodging. And then, of course, the employers can have copies. We will be also doing a digital copy, just like the tourism book and the Parks and Rec book are online. And so that would be a great way for locals to be able to see the guidebook and enjoy it as well. I think sometimes it may be just good for us to read through it as locals and say, wow, I guess I do have all these great things. You know, sometimes we forget that our quality of life is amazing here and that people are genuine and kind. So sometimes we might just need to read that once a month just to keep our head in the game, because it can get frustrating. We sometimes feel like we're beating our head against a wall. You know, we've got, you know, issues with housing, and I'll argue that most cities actually have issues with housing. Housing is a challenge in other areas for cost. I mean, my one daughter pays $2,300 a month in Washington, D.C., you know, and she only has a studio. So, I mean, housing is an issue worldwide. But yeah, we do have some unique housing issues, but it shouldn't be the main detractor from coming here when we have all these amazing attributes.
Yeah, you're right. And I think we all need to think about that. Sometimes, you know, we drive by the beautiful hills in the fall and take it for granted, and the snowscape, and then in the summertime as well. When you live around here, sometimes you need to stop and smell the roses a little
you
bit,
do,
don't
you? You do. And, you know, Craig talked about that younger generation. And I'll be honest, a lot of them just want a place where they know their dog can roam and romp. So many of those 20-year-olds, they'll have a, you know, that their dog is their family. And so, you know, there's a whole section in here about being pet friendly. We are very pet friendly. We have Chets, and we have some of the best, you know, play. We got the dog park. We have lots of beautiful trails to walk your dog on. And it's just, it's a very dog friendly. We're very animal friendly. You know, we're outdoor friendly. We are family friendly. I wrote the section on family friendliness this last weekend. And I mean, it went on and on and on. So of course I have to do some editing and narrow that down a little bit. But, you know, between 4-H and, you know, clubs and schools, I mean, we have some great schools where, you know, parents can get involved in their children's education. And I worked with flight attendants who would tell me how, you know, they put their kids in private schools, you know, because they wanted to be involved. And I'm like, well, I live in Richland Center and I can have my kid in the public school and I'm very involved. And they, you know, I would tell them about raising kids at Ithaca and they'd be like, wow, that's really cool. That was really nice that you were able to be that involved and go to all those sporting events and all that. It just sounds like Utopia or, you know, Stars Hollow or something. how do you get that? You know, and so our schools are great. You know, our county fair is amazing. All these things are just what families are looking for. We have some great churches in this community. Whether you're looking for, you know, mainline denominational or non-denominational, you know, so I wrote a section on churches and our faith community and how the Ministerial Association works together and Southwest Partners. And then there's a whole double page spread on Grace. Grace is just phenomenal when you think about its history. And so there's a lot in there about that and then our service clubs. And there's just, it's as you write this, as I write this, it's like, wow, this is a great place to live. And others need to know that.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing that and when it's published and whatnot. Let's talk about a little bit about the schedule for this year. The Chamber, you know, some exciting times are coming up here now that better weather is here.
Yeah,
and we could do some outdoor events, Terry.
Yeah, so, yeah, Taste of the Hills is coming up quickly. That is going to be June 21st from 4 to 9. I'm going to be at the park like it has been the last few years. We have a new gal who's going to be opening for us. Unfortunately, Kelly Long was not able to be our opening act, which we loved Kelly, but he's not going to be able to be here this year. But we have Shalini Grunewald from Prairie du Chien. She is a young female artist who does covers and country music, and she spent some time in Nashville, so we're kind of excited to see what she brings. And then we have Three Souls, which everybody in the community just loves, you know, Jeff and everybody in the band there. So, and that's a great band, you know, gets everybody going and excited. And we're hoping to have, you know, some more lawn activities for people to do just so that they can kind of, it just always felt like a great gathering for people to kind of get to see each other and enjoy each other's company. And so, you know, we'll be under the big tents again and having the music, the vendors, we'll be doing pizza, barbecue, street food, Italian food, Mexican food, a little bit of everything. Trying to attract a few new vendors this year, but we'll have the desserts too as well, Utter Brothers. So, yeah, that's Taste of the Hills this year.
What's the date again?
June 21st.
21st, okay.
Yep. 4 to 9, and that'll be out at Crosscut Park.
A number of things go on in the month of June in our community, don't they, Craig?
June, it really is kind of it's an exciting time. There's a lot going on in June. And, you know, every weekend there's something here, and there's always people coming through. And, you know, generally our weather is you know, really good in June, but everything, you know, it kind of kicks off with, you know, the Dairy Days events and the Dairy Breakfast and whatnot, and just really continues through that whole month. So, yeah, that's absolutely an exciting time. And that is, you know, and we have to think about these events, too, is, you know, we market these locally and with some you know, farther reaches, but oftentimes people will arrive here and not know about a local event that's going on, and they'll drive by the park and then be like, well, there's music and it looks like there's a bunch of food and there's this. So a lot of times these community events that we think of as events for the community, we have people that, you know, have no association with Grace, but they came by and saw a bunch of people and they stopped. And then that's just a great way for them to get a sense for what the community is all about. All of those events, you know, are great. And they absolutely fold into this kind of quality of life mm-hmm. theme that we're on. All of this, you know, plays a part in the quality of life that we have here.
The Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals will be the week before. I know you've had it the same night sometimes, but, yeah. You know, and that works out. But maybe this year it'll be a little better where you can kind of spotlight your event too, right?
June is just kind of a mess this year because of the way the weekends fall. I mean, some things are earlier, you know, than what we're kind of used to. But, yeah, it's a different – it's going to be a different June. So let's mm-hmm. just enjoy.
Yeah, but it's great though when we have a couple weekends in a row we've yeah. got parades yeah. Right downtown with the Memorial Day parade and yeah. then the Dairy Days rodeo yeah. parade and high school rodeo
Dairy Breakfast
and I just want to while we're talking about those I just really want to put a thank you out there to the folks that volunteer and work with those events because those are significant events to be able to host the Wisconsin High School Rodeo is a big deal for the community and I know that there's a small group of people that work really 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 hard to do that every year. If that's an event that we want to keep, I just encourage anyone to reach out to the folks that are doing that work now and seeing if we can give them a hand because they put in a lot of work to make that happen and could probably use some extra hands at times. So feel free to reach out to them for sure. In the chamber as well, there's our kind of signature event is Taste of the Hills because we're showcasing our local food entrepreneurs and that really ties in well with our mission. It's a great month and we're anxious for it.
Mm-hmm. Should be. I think, it's just a sign of better weather, which it seems like we have about 2 months of good weather anymore.
Yeah. Well, it changes, pretty fast. It can change pretty fast around here, as we know, but it's one of my, it's one of my favorite months and the trout fishing stream access is still pretty good. Hopefully the weeds and things haven't gotten too big yet. So, too tall to get in the way. So it's great, great for trout fishing weather as well. And we certainly see a lot of that in June.
I see it at your store as well, people that come into the bookstore, Okooch Books and Libations and Mastodon Records, but you guys are kind of a hubbub of people coming in there from out of the area, and you just stand there for a few minutes and you realize, how many people actually stop by and you want information on what's going on, right?
Yeah, it is. That shop it does get a lot of the visitors that are here, in the over the weekends or for long stays. It's certainly a place that people find. And it is a very unique, it's a very unique store. There's not many quite like it around here. And every weekend we've got someone who, a new friend that we've met from the cities or from somewhere else, or maybe they know someone here and they're visiting for the weekend and they stop in. Last weekend we had two couples that were friends and one was from the Twin Cities area and the other one from the Milwaukee area. And they wanted to meet somewhere in between to spend a weekend together. Well, they chose Richland County, Wisconsin to meet.
In the middle of it.
Because we're right in the middle, basically. Yeah. And then they actually met at, my shop downtown. That's where they decided to meet, make their official, and then go off from there. So that was really cool to see them arrive and hang around and interact with the local customers and loiterers. And but they got to see, our pace of life is slower here.
It is.
It really is. And I think that's something that we value, and that's something that it's important to us to take time to have conversations with our neighbors and people that we meet. And people get that sense when they come to downtown Richland Center. They get the sense that it's okay, you know, to slow down a little bit. We don't need to bustle all the time. We work hard, but I think that we're, you know, we're resilient and persistent around here. And people, you know, are in it for the long haul, if you will. And that is something that we do take for granted sometimes. And it's a good thing, because we build better relationships that way with people when we take the time to talk to them and get to know them. And visitors definitely notice that. I don't think we talk about that enough, but they really do notice that it's things slow down, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's part of your bed and breakfast business too. Oh, you see that a lot, don't you?
Definitely, yeah. The genuineness of just the interactions. We really do not understand. If you live here all the time, you just assume that this is how people are. No, I can tell you they are not that way all the time in other cities and other places. I mean, I've been around, you know, lots of places in this country, and we have something special when it just comes to the interaction. There is a true, you know, Wisconsin nice, you know, there is a kindness that we have that is just natural. It's in our DNA. We, you know, for the most part, it's just it's hard to replicate anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't fake it.
Yeah, look somebody in the eye and say hello, you know? Yeah, I mean, that's something you don't get all the time when you're visiting, traveling. So.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, and it's one of those things that is, like we've been saying here, we do kind of forget, because we do take that for granted. But it's you know, I'll go back to that persistence thing and being resilient, you know, and that's certainly an initiative. In other groups that I work with, we're talking a lot about resiliency and what that means in a community. And for us, it means that, you know, we're prepared, that we watch out for our neighbors. We get to know our neighbors. And that we have a long-term plan, you know, in place. There is something for the long term that we're working towards, and this community is reluctant to sacrifice the long term for the short term. And I think we see that in other communities sometimes, where there's an initiative or a kind of new shiny object, and if you get overly aggressive about it, you know, we might be shortchanging ourselves in those cultural things that we appreciate. We don't necessarily want the community doesn't necessarily want a faster paced lifestyle. You know, it's counter to all these things that we're doing. And so, yeah, we're just talking a lot about those stories and then the opportunities that are here that we also, you know, don't talk about enough. And, you know, if I could, Phil, you know, I mean, what, being in workforce development here, I really have to take a moment here to give a congratulations to Southwest Tech as being the Aspen Award winner. That's a big deal. That's the technical college that services our area here in Richland County. And that's that award is the most prestigious two-year college award in the country. It's Southwest Tech right here is the number one two-year college in the United States. And it's different because we don't always see, you know, that as much. And there's an outreach center here and that provides services that directly relate to workforce development. But there's a lot of the value that an organization like Southwest Tech brings is not as visual, because these are customized trainings for continuing education and professional development that often occur right in those workplaces. So there's not a huge brick and mortar presence. There's not a need for a big campus, in part because of the way that innovative education is delivered. And that's one of the secrets there to the success that that Southwest Tech is having right now. And we certainly appreciate, you know, what they do. They train all of the, you know, local EMS, you know, folks, and our firefighters and our law enforcement folks, and then, you know, the and lots of other things. But that's just one thing that you know they're involved in that definitely affects all of us.
Yeah, it does. Nursing is another thing, and students are heading in that direction. So
yeah,
at least to get the basics and
A lot of new initiatives, you know, CNA programs and things like that. And last summer, you know, my own daughter, you know, was enrolled in the program at the Richland Hospital, and the idea was to get kids in there just to explore careers. And it's escaping me right now the name of the program, but she came back really excited, and she's, as soon as she's old enough, she wants to volunteer. And you know, but yeah, that was a partnership with Southwest Tech that brought some kids into the hospital. Just
was
to
that
see
Club Scrub?
Club Scrub.
Yeah.
Thank you, Terry.
There you go.
Yeah, Terry chimed in there. The Club Scrub. Yes, I knew it would come to me. But it's great. But that's what we mean when we talk about innovative and innovative education, innovative delivery. Does look differently than we've done in the past. The Richland School District has the charter school, you know, that's going on now, and that, you know, they're having some great success with that. So, again, the other part of my hat that I wear is, you know, in education and adult education specifically for me, but there is all sorts of innovative ways that people are finding, you know, opportunities to upskill and learn those skills. And we'd be remiss to you know, not talk about, you know, the loss of our, you know, UW-Richland campus mm-hmm. here. And that's, you know, were circumstances that had nothing to do with this community. That was something that was kind of outside of our control. And, you know, others are stepping up and trying to fill some of those gaps. But it will take more work to make sure that people continue to have opportunities for education and professional development going forward. All of these industries are changing all the time, and it's changing faster and faster. And so we just need to be innovative and on top of it. And so we're lucky to have that here mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, huge loss of the campus, as you mentioned. But you go back to the word you used earlier, resiliency. And I think that's the way you got to be, right?
It is the way we, you know, but that's part of our DNA around here. So we've got an advantage, you know, it is. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to stop working hard because, you know, the hay got rained on. We're going to keep working, and mm-hmm. and we're going to, and that's absolutely, you know, the ethos of the community. It's what will, you know, it's something that's an advantage in our community, and it will serve us well going forward.
Very good. We'll take more. We'll take a time out and have more about Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce when we continue.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Terry Richards and Craig Woodhouse are in the studio with us talking about Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce as we get a little deeper into the year and look at some of the big events coming up here. And I think one of the things you want to really emphasize is we need that support not only from outside the area at some of these events, but we need local people to support it as well, Terry.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when we put on an event, like a business after five, a lot of our business owners that have done that, they've, you know, put out a beautiful spread of food and libations, and they hope that people come. They're sending out handwritten letters, you know, and invitations for people to come. And we'd love to see better attendance at some of these things. And it's an opportunity for the business owners to kind of mingle a little bit and commiserate with each other a little bit as well. And so attendance is so important, whether it's a business after five or it's a big event like Taste of the Hills, or a night market or any of those things, wine walks. It's important that we have good attendance, because once you get to a certain point, then that energy of the event just kind of, it swells and people feel it. They may not be able to put their finger on it, but they're like, wow, something's happening. And that gives them hope. And so you won't be a part of that hope or that energy if you don't go. You have to go to the events to feel that. And so I just make a plea to everybody to maybe start being a little more intentional about putting events on your calendar, you know, and then saying, no, that's important to me. I think that's an important thing to do, an important thing to support. And just your little presence is a support. It you know, we don't even always need all your money. We just need your presence, you know, and your energy that you bring and the conversation that you bring and the stories you tell each other. And so I encourage people just to kind of be a little more intentional about attending things that they feel are important in this community, whether it's the dairy breakfast or a parade, all those things, there's just energy to it. And we can't do it without presence.
Yeah. And I know we mentioned social media. Yeah. You're really working hard to try to get the word out on some of these things.
Yeah. So I'm tasked with doing social media right now. I'm very thankful to Amanda, who's helped lay down a lot of our graphic design for us. And she designed a lot of things and really has helped us. But I really am kind of the one doing it at the moment. And a couple of things that we are trying to do more is we actually do want to post job openings for different businesses. So if you have a job opening and you want us to post it, send us a private message and we'd be happy to make a post and highlight your openings. If you have an event schedule, so say you are a restaurant and you got certain, you know, special nights coming up, or if you're a bar and you have some different music coming up, or if you're a charitable group like 80 German who has different events on their Friday nights, you got things coming up, we want to know at the chamber so that we can make a post as well. So if you share those things inside of Private Messenger and send us the link, it's really quite helpful, because then also the algorithm is seeing that post is generating conversation, and the algorithm's always looking for that. They're always looking for conversation. And so another thing other than attendance, just liking and sharing posts on social media is very important. And even just a little comment makes that thread all of a sudden be more active and more organic. And so even with our posts and all the posts of this community, if people are actually reading it, instead of scrolling on by, stop for a moment and say, hey, that sounds like a great thing, or, you know, send a word of encouragement or ask a question. Those things make a huge difference in social media. And social media, you feel like you're throwing, you know, see whatever sticks to the wall. And it can be a little bit disheartening sometimes doing social media, because you never know if anybody's actually looking at it. But then you'll be out in the public, and 2 weeks later, somebody will say, oh yeah, I saw that on Facebook. Well, if you saw it, why don't you say something? You know, it's a two-way conversation, and we need to engage with it a little bit more. And then it's important when businesses actually make a post, let us know. We'll share it. I try to stay active in the different groups, and I'm trying to scroll through Facebook myself to see if there's anything to reshare. But we don't always know everything that businesses are sharing, but we want to share it for our members, for sure. And so also, if you have a ribbon cutting that you're thinking about doing sometime this summer, we want to be a part of that. We want to you know, drum up some excitement, some energy for that, and make sure that all the right people know about that ribbon cutting. We have those chamber gift checks still out there, and there are some that haven't been redeemed, we know, and they work really well. The businesses love them. We love them. The administrative part has been figured out, and they work slick. And you'll see then the different businesses that actually take them. They'll have a little placard at their business by their cash register. And if they don't take them, ask them why they don't, you know, so that they can kind of contact us and say, hey, we want to take these chamber gift checks, because they're very, very convenient for the businesses and such. So, if you have something going on, please send us. We'll post that on Facebook.
Can people still get the chamber bucks checks, Craig?
Yes, they are. They absolutely are available. They're called, you know, chamber checks, and it functions just like a check. You can inquire on to those, you know, right from our website, or you can stop in at Christie's.
Send a private message.
Yeah.
If you want more information. So,
Send a private message to the chamber, or, you know, from the website. They've been very successful. People love them. We had a number of businesses that used them as holiday gifts last season, and gave employees, you know, $20 chamber checks and so forth. And I think the Richland Locker has been doing well with this. It seems to be the place where people like to use them the most, and that's great. We're all for that. It helps them, and you know, helps the community out as well. But you know, if you're thinking about a gift card of some sort for any kind of a gift, graduation is coming up, and you know, we're into wedding season and things like that. Absolutely, I think the chamber checks are a great way to give someone a nice gift, and then let them choose exactly how they want to spend it. But we're really excited. That's a project that we had been working on for a long time, and we're it's up and going now. So Terry's right, you know, the businesses that accept those have a window decal, and then a little placard right by the register, and certainly you can just ask them if they accept them or not.
But we have quite a few restaurants that accept them.
Yes.
So with Mother's Day and Father's Day is coming up, if you don't know what to get your mother and father, and but you know they love to go out to eat, that's a perfect gift for them as well.
What about new businesses? Anybody come to mind there? Anything opening up here in the near future, Craig?
Well, nothing that I'm directly aware of. There's always conversations going on, you know, and I'll let others speak to that more directly. But I guess I can just, attest that I know there's a lot of inquiries. There is always a lot of inquiries, and there are things going on that aren't, that I'm not aware of, you know, even and sometimes the public aren't, but there's a lot of interest. Companies are always looking for places that have some of the things that we have, that we've talked about here. There are challenges as well, but it's not because companies and businesses and grocery stores, for example, they're not overlooking us. They're trying to figure out what's best for them as a business, and so Yeah. No, nothing that I can speak of, but I know that there's some things going on, you know, downtown that are exciting. It seems like the space that's next to Los Amigos is progressing. I don't know exactly the timeline there, but they're looking for that as a gathering place, maybe banquet kind of facility, party space kind of thing. And, you know, that's moving along. You know, the dining options, I think, are pretty good right now downtown, and really in the community. We do have a nice variety here. You know, as opposed to, you know, I think we kind of hit a little bit of a low point maybe 8 years ago or something like that. It didn't seem like we had a lot downtown, but we do now. And I think that's always a market that's developing and changing and growing. And people are always inquiring about that. You know, what would it take for my restaurant or my idea to work here? So, yeah, those are things that are going on. Yeah, there's some other, you know, things as well, but there's certainly interest, and because there's the need here, and you know, these whether it's a large company or small business trying to get a start, there's always discussions around that. So that's good. That's a positive thing.
So we do have a Business After Five coming up, and it's pretty exciting because it's put on by a group that's doing an event. So it's not really a business. It's more of an event. But Hub City Dirt Drakes is actually doing a Business After Five. And so they are doing that on May 8th. It's a Thursday night from 5 to 7. And it's at the fairgrounds. And what they're wanting is businesses to come who want to kind of co-market with them. That want to maybe have some different events and great for networking. Looking at, you know, businesses that want to do event weekend specials that particular weekend, their event is actually Friday the 9th and 10th, Friday and Saturday. And Hub City Dirt Drags is very active on social media, and they will repost. So say you're, you know, doing a little sidewalk sale or a little special Dirt City or Hub City Dirt Drag sale in your business, you can talk to them at this at Business After Five and kind of mingle and figure out how you can work together to increase that foot traffic, that energy. And then they're still looking for vendors and stuff as well. And so they're looking for collaboration.
Yeah, those are big things coming up in the community. Yeah. And you know, you talk about the dirt drags, you talk about the rodeo, and they can't be there the whole time. A lot of times, right. Maybe they want to walk around downtown and see what's going on, or exactly. Visit some of the businesses in the county too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, those events, you know, they generate the traffic and the buzz and that energy that Terry talked about earlier. That is the difference sometimes in an event, is just when there's more people, there's more energy and people just feel better about it. So absolutely. There's a number of these events are kind of a free admission.
Yeah.
You know, you can get in.
Family friendly.
You know, yeah. You can get in for low or no cost. And then once you're in there, there's opportunities to spend your money. But there's a lot of events. A lot of the events are free events that we're talking about today.
Yeah, great. Thanks for what you do, you guys.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add, Terry?
We got one other Business After Five coming up in July, and that's going to be with VARC. We're kind of looking forward to that one. They're such a great organization. And so, yeah, they're going to have a Business After Five. And if you've ever seen them at the parades, they just have a good time. And so I encourage people to support VARC and come to their Business After Five as well, because they're gonna put on a party for us.
Yeah, they have a lot of enthusiasm.
They do.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming in today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Craig Woodhouse and Terry Richards representing Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce on today's morning show.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
¿Está luchando con deudas o crédito? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin ofrece educación financiera y asesoramiento para ayudarle a mejorar su crédito, manejar deudas, y planificar un presupuesto para comprar una casa. Struggling with debt or credit? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers financial education and counseling to help you improve your credit, manage debt, and budget for home ownership. Take control of your finances and plan for the future with our expert guidance. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every